In most places, it's 6:34. Now it's time for the final time, the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
Wake up! The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
Yeah, we got it going on.
Morning, Grimmy.
Hands up, feel the bass.
Hi'm here, everybody.
Turn it up in the studio. Turn it up.
Camila Cabello is our guest this morning.
Hi.
I was worried when you walked in, you said, I don't had any sleep.
That'll do, donkey. That'll do.
BBC.
Radio. Oh, morning, everybody. Here we are then, Thursday morning, the 9th of August. And it is Grimmy with you on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for one final time. If you want to say hello this morning, I would love to hear from you. 81199 is our number. Or R1 Breakfast on Twitter if you want to come and say hi. Basically, between now and 10 o'clock, I'm just going to make everyone talk about me. No, not really. We're going to play loads of our favourite songs over the past 6 years, some of our favourite bits and our best memories that we've made on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And we have the return of the Nick's tape as well. That summer mix got in the way, didn't it? Well, summer's over, dears, and so am I.
Wake up! The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
Okay, music on the way this morning from Otto Knows. And, of course, Miley Cyrus. But we thought it only fitting that we start today with this.
BBC. Radio 1.
Otto Knows on BBC Radio 1. It is Thursday morning and it is Grimmy with you on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning. So we've got a mega show for you today. I'm going to let you know what the plan is for a Thursday morning. Other side of Miley Cyrus. On BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Forgot where I work then. Hi everyone, it's 6:47, it's Thursday morning, it is Grimmy with you on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for the final time. I know it's very sad for everybody. Hi Tina Dahili.
Morning.
How are you feeling?
Weird.
Do you feel weird?
Of course I feel weird.
Well, so you don't feel any different than usual?
Come on.
You look a bit weird actually. No, you
I've
don't. No,
today.
You're dead nice.
Thanks.
Today. You look like you're about to go to the French Riviera. What, dead nice.
Thank you.
Really nice.
Well, you know, final show, has to make the effort.
How was your, final alarm?
Well, I set an extra early alarm, because normally I wake up in the morning, throw anything on, whatever I can find.
We noticed.
So I set myself an alarm half an hour early.
Yeah.
And just to make the effort and, you know, just get ready and have a little routine in the morning.
I love you having a little routine in the morning on the last day.
Yeah.
Like, oh, might wake up early and get there on time.
Get to work on time.
Yeah.
How was your final night?
Yeah, it was good. Fifi's here, everybody. Hi,
yay.
Fifi.
Hello. You okay?
How are you, dear?
Good. This is exciting but nervous.
Thank
weird.
You for coming in this morning, because I know you don't do this radio show anymore and you did it for a really long time, like 5.5 years, and you don't have to wake up early. So thank you for coming in.
You're so welcome.
Because Fiona, I've been with Fiona for about the last 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last 12 hours, she's not been too happy about waking up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Her opening words when she got into the studio, oh, I haven't missed this. Great.
No.
Thanks. Hi, Fiona. How are you?
No. Last night when I met her at the restaurant, she's like, oh, God. I was like, all right.
I got anxiety as soon as I started looking at the time. I was like, oh, I've got to go to bed soon. Oh, I've got to be up in half
an
hour.
Can I just say, you look thinner and younger.
Do I?
You
yes,
look really
you look great.
Good.
Thanks, guys.
I did an interview that's in the Daily Mirror today, and I started a rumour that you've had plastic surgery. It's a double-page spread, apparently. I've not seen it yet, but apparently it's a big thing of it. You do look amazing.
Yeah,
thanks. It's what sleep does. Although I basically stood in front of your mirror this morning in the bathroom, and in my head I was planning washing my hair, but I just went, nah, this'll do. And that just brings back every single memory of wake up early of just going, nah, this'll be fine.
This'll do. Yeah, you do when you wake up at this time to do this radio, this'll do is very European. Outlook, isn't
this'll
it?
Be like,
listen, don't smell that bad. Get away with it for another day. But it was nice to have you last night because I didn't know what mood I'd be in. I didn't know if it'd be weird or I don't know because it's like been a big part of my life and I've wanted to do this show since I was little. So I didn't know how it would be the night before the final show. So I booked in Fifi like a couple of weeks ago. I was like, come and have a sleepover at mine on Wednesday, the 8th of August, please, in case I'm a weirdo.
I was your physical comfort blanket.
Yeah, although not that comfortable. Fiona.
What do you mean? Did you sleep in the same bed?
We did sleep in the same bed, which normally we don't do if Fifi comes for a sleepover. But Fiona all of a sudden was just getting into my bed. I was like, hello. She's like, well, I'm going to sleep in here tonight. And Fiona does, I mean, it's like sleeping with my... I've got two dogs. One's got a really flat nose and can't breathe properly.
Why
stinky blob.
It?
That's what you breathe like. It's breathing McBreather.
You're a heavy
breather. She's like that in bed.
Oh, no.
Shut up, Breathy Sue. Giving it the breathing all night long. Didn't get a wink sleep last night.
Oh, I was
giving
sinuses.
It the breathing. She's like that. I was like, shut up with the breathing.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that you gave me so much wine that I couldn't breathe out of my mouth.
You only had 18 glasses. Anyway, if you want to say hello this morning, 81199, we'd love to hear from you this morning. R1 Breakfast on Twitter. Come and say hello. Christine and the Queen's on the way after this. I'm ready for the
start of something. What are you lolling at during the sport?
I just saw a funny tweet.
Right. Are you going to share it with the class?
It's not that funny, really, in hindsight.
Right.
It's just Matt Fincham saying, has anyone else run out of summer clothes? Not funny out loud. It just made me laugh.
All right.
Just thinking of him panicking this morning, looking for his Birkenstocks.
Swimming. Adam Peaty will attempt to win his fourth gold medal at the European Championships in Glasgow later. Yesterday, the 23-year-old set a new record in the 50-metre breaststroke. He's back on top form after getting... Up when you wake up, stay up. We're the best. Don't play
yourself. In the morning. Morning, Harry Styles.
Good morning.
Hey, yo, check this out. It's all about Nick Grimshaw and his DJ Khaled.
Another one.
Another one.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
Morning, everybody. It's Thursday morning. It is 8:05 and it is our final day on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Feel free to wave a black flag out of a window or cry.
All right, calm down
here. I don't know. The nation in mourning. I'm going to leave Radio 1 with those Victorian horses, you know, the big feathers on top. Like, bye, guys.
You are wearing that.
See you at 4. So we're going to relive some highlights this morning on the show. And we were sort of going through these yesterday, thinking, like, what did we like? What made us laugh? So I guess we've got to talk about Adele when Adele came on, and she was great. We want to do the thing where we made Kate Moss talk and read out a dirty book, which was really great. Simon Cowell pranking Amanda Holden, I think, was really good. He said she was old, and she did not like it. So there's loads of bits we want to revisit. I think Jess Glynn being very confused about who or what or... why Ed Balls exists. But I think one of my favourites, Tina, has to be way back when you got slightly mixed up on your buttons and Peppa Pig made an appearance on the news on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
I was tired. Labour's leader Jeremy Corbyn is calling for unity. There's been a heated row over claims there's a hard left plot to take over the party. Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous.
Somebody.
Well, that's clearly the wrong clip. That's Peppa Pig, or the voice of, and at Newspeak's Facebook page, you can meet 15-year-old Harley Bird, who, for the last 10 years, has been the voice of Peppa Pig. Here she is.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
Again, that's not her. Here's Peppa Pig, third time lucky.
If only there was someone tall enough to reach our
bowl.
Oh, if only there was someone.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
With Nick Grimshaw.
Okay, music on the way this morning for you from Kaiser. And we also have this Shake That, which I love, both on the way after a little bit of Duke Dumont. Thursday morning is 8:15 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, and it is Grimmy with you for the final time. Hey, we've got the Knicks tape for you. On the way is back. We're going to kick it off at 8:30 this morning. I played loads of our favourite songs from the past 6 years. We've even dragged Fiona out of her grave to come and see us this morning.
You're so welcome.
Hello, dear. Found her in a ditch in Dalston. I said, come on, you. Get back in Radio 1. I know you've been fired. But come on, get in here.
This song makes me want to go out now.
This. Well, we can go out if you want, 10 o'clock.
Have you noticed something I've got on?
What? Oh, not the big hoops.
I've got a big hoop.
Oh, God, when Fiona's got the big hoops on. Oh, God, your loins. Lock up your sons.
Oh, God.
Stay strong, everybody. So we're going to relive some of the best bits. We want to talk about when Adele came in, because we loved it when Adele came in, and we want to do some call or delete bits. But we thought right now we could focus a little bit on the Brit Awards, because we've had some really great times.
Have we?
Dark times.
At the Brit Awards. We've had many a great time at the Brit Awards. We've done a few straight-through crews where we've decided when it's got to sort of 2 a.m., 3 a.m., that it's best just to stay up and bring the party from the Brits live onto BBC Radio 1. There's been times when Fiona, you didn't even turn up. Matt Finchin came at about 7:45. The show starts at 6:30.
There's also he was just asleep on a sofa and cooled down.
That's very clear that we were always in the building, just asleep in the building.
There's also the time when you were asleep on the floor face down and Big Boss Ben came in and was like, oh, that's good. We have a picture of that, which we'll tweet. But right now, we thought we'd talk about the Brits this year. It got to about 3 o'clock in the morning and I thought rather than go to bed, what I thought I'd do would be like get ready for the show. So I thought I'd eat loads of pasta in the hotel and I'd watch Location, Location, Location until 5 a.m. and, you know, then come and do the Radio 1 breakfast show. That's what I thought. I thought I'd have carbs like before you do a marathon. Like, give me the pasta. This is when Haim came in, when I asked them, what did you get up to in the early hours after the Brits?
We watched Nothing to Declare, which is one of my favourite shows. It's such a good show. Let me tell you.
Anything to declare?
I'm like hallucinating right now.
Be declaring.
I don't even remember what people forgot to declare because I don't even know what my brain is even thinking right now. But let me tell you, I think it was an amazing episode.
And then we tried to get bagels.
We tried, but the bagel place was cash only.
And then the ATM.
Cash.
We didn't have cash.
We didn't have cash, and we begged the bagel place like, please, we really want bagels.
Lots of bagel right now.
Cash, and we tried three different ATMs.
None of our cards worked.
None of them worked.
We literally must have like 2 pesos to our name or something.
Understand? We're literally running on nothing right now. We're running on
food.
Pure joy.
No food.
That was a lot. That was a lot of information.
I know.
Normally guests just come in and tell me that their album's out today.
Not Haim. I just want some bagels and lox. If you know where the studio is, please come bring us bagels and lox.
Oh my god. You guys, Grimmy's dying. Grimmy.
Oh my god.
I can't breathe. Okay.
Happy anxiety.
Okay. Oh my god. That was insane. That's listening funny. To that back, that is giving what was going on? Like seriously, what was going on with those girls there? That was a lot of fun. That was February of this year when Haim came in and they'd not been to bed and I don't know what they were talking about. That was a lot of information. All three of them just spoke at me for about an hour. It was a lot.
Intense.
Love them. It was a lot.
We've had some really good times.
Now, I really don't want to play this out, but producer Will thinks we should.
Oh, no.
This is a really, really bad link. Mm. My opening link after the Brits in 2013.
Ooh. Is that the first show that we ever went to the Brits? The first Brits show.
So we started the show in September and then in the following February we went to the Brit Awards.
Oh yeah.
And when I was little, I really liked the Radio 1 breakfast show and I really liked the Brit Awards. And I'd watch the Brit Awards and I'd make my mum have a party, put crisps in bowls. Like, we've got to have a party. Brit Awards is on. Cherry Halliwell's going to sing in between a pair of inflatable legs. Okay?
So
I thought I'd go out.
And also, I like to think Big Boss Ben always said to us, just enjoy yourselves.
Yeah. Might not go to the Brits ever again.
Yeah, at least he turned up for the first thing. There were no producers in the show.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
Look, we all had a nice time.
Yeah.
Okay? We all did need some sleep before the show.
Now, this link is horrible.
I don't want to hear this.
No, I don't want to hear it. But we're going to. This is my opening link. I can't believe still employed. Like, I genuinely can't believe this.
You should be sacked, actually.
You literally didn't turn up for the show. It's 6:33. Now it's time for the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
Thank you, Tina Dehealy.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Tina.
Hi.
What do you think that this show is going to be out of 10?
I think it will be a 9 out of 10.
I'm thinking lower.
For unpredictability reasons.
I'm thinking lower.
You think?
It could be a strong 2 out of 10 this morning.
Oh, that should have been done.
You should have been here to not let me on the radio.
I was asleep in the other room. Nobody woke me up.
With mascara running down your face, barefoot.
So I was starting the show and it was me and Tina, no producers. I looked into the live lounge and Jamie Winston was hula hooping with an oversized bottle of Grey Goose vodka. I was like, this ain't going to end well.
But she did get us some Mackie D's.
She did get us Mackie D's. Shout out, Jamie.
Can we also talk about how Tina, no matter how heavy she goes in, she always sounds
always
okay.
Sounds
I would
perfect.
Actually get sacked
yeah.
if I was sounded like you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. So that was how it started. And then a friend of the show arrived. Oh, there you go. Good morning to Harry Styles.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How the hell are you doing?
I'm very well.
Feeling
I'm
fresh?
Good. I'm feeling very fresh.
Hey, guess when you were good?
When?
At the Brit Awards 2013. Oh,
thanks, pal.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was fun. It was really good.
Quite good on that pinball thing, wasn't it?
Thanks.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You know those trousers you had on with 11 knees on?
Yeah.
Did they come first? Or, because I saw you had him on them in the paper the other day and you look like Russell Brand. Or did they come from the Brit Awards and you ruined them? What happened with those trousers? Tell me the story of the leather-clad knee trouser.
The leather-clad knee trouser.
Is it leather or is it...
Is it, it is a leather patch.
Is it gaffer?
Yeah. It's leather.
Okay.
My friend Nick Hughes, who's a stylist, did them for me. Mm-hmm. Well, he did them for my friend and then I stole his jeans.
Horrible!
This gives me anxiety.
So horrible. I really am not enjoying these feelings of
How
reminiscing.
Are you still employed?
I don't know. I'm all hot.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not all right, is it? Like, the start of that, what is... What?
I
have no idea what was happening. Anyway, apologies, Great Britain. I was drunk, sorry.
I've never been in when it shut down. That's not me and
it shut down. This definitely does. The Charlie XCX song. And also Tish and her mum. Shout out to Tish, man. And her mum. And do you know what? Shout out your mum's car as well. Do you remember when we had Tish as a guest on the Radio on Breakfast
Show? Yes, of course.
I think it was my 28th birthday or something. And like Tish came in and it was a real nice gift. Do you remember she went to the canteen and you had to go and get a breakfast?
Yeah.
Tell everyone what Tish has for breakfast.
She wanted a bag of Skittles and a bottle of Fanta.
Skittles and Fanta.
So bad.
I'm in my mum's car. I love Tish. Morning to Stevie Nottingham saying I just choked on my coffee at that in my mum's car edit. Absolutely cannot hear this song now without thinking of this version, says Jenny in Essex. And good morning to Lauren. Yes to the Tish and her mum's remix. Still love it 4 years later. Still good.
Mm, yeah, still good. Sounds great.
Don't be sarcastic.
No, it does.
Tina.
I love Tish.
Well, let's have it one more time.
I love it, mum. I love a car.
Help me, car.
Hey, do you know what? You could take this to your new show.
Yeah, do you think?
Oh,
Tish,
yeah.
Yeah.
Your new producer's going to love it.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah. Tune in from 4 for Non-Stop Tish. Right, the next tape next, but now here's Tina.
Meanwhile, the headlines. The US is imposing sanctions on Russia, and in sport, Chelsea signed the most expensive goalkeeper in the world. Newsbeat. The US will impose sanctions on Russia over the nerve agent attack on an ex-spy and his daughter in Salisbury. Washington has accused Moscow of violating international law. Don Bramer's a former US intelligence officer.
As long as Russia can...
We're doing the next tape for the final time on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. We had so much fun doing this every Friday morning. Just have a little party in the studio. And play loads of our favourite songs. So we thought we'd do it again for the final time before I go to afternoons. Morning to Ashley, who's been on listening this morning at work. And so a friend turned around saying, I think we should go to the pub. She said it's 8:46 a.m. Yeah, Yasmin Evans has been on. She's like, I'm ready to have it! I'm like, calm down, Yasmin. It's not 9 a.m. yet. Good morning to Polly. And still in Mbani, you've been on. Thank you for your services to my horses, Lord Grimshaw. They and I will miss you ever so much. Oh, I'm glad the horses were listening. Can't pass my radar book, can you? Good morning to Sarah in Suffolk. Good luck in your new afternoon show, Grimmy. Listen to you every single morning since March 2013 when I went self-employed. Oh, thank you, Sarah. Thanks for listening. Hello to Olivia as well. I've never texted the radio. I'm hungover on holiday in Spain. Stay strong, Olivia. But had to text in and listen this morning. Going to miss you in the mornings. Oh, thank you, Olivia. Good luck with the hangover. I mean, we've had some serious ones on this show. We were saying last night, some of the worst of our lives and broadcast to millions. So good luck with that, Olivia. Stay strong. Diet Coke and not Diet Coke, full fat Coke and salt and vinegar McCoy's always works a treat. Okay, we're going to do a few more tunes on the next tape because I guess we're never going to do it again. So I guess in a Pete Tong styley, we continue. Julio Bashmore, Osev, Thursday morning on Radio 1. It is 30 minutes past 9 and it is our final time doing the Radio 1 breakfast show. Yeah, what's this film crew here? Is that Reuters?
Apparently it's a momentous
See you on the
occasion.
News at 10 tonight.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Shout out to Reuters.
Oh dear.
Morning to everybody on the text. Morning to Becky. It's been on when you'd started. Had not long been with my boyfriend. Now we are married and we have a beautiful little girl who's almost two. It's so mad how much life has happened during this show. Like, and what's happened? Like, people have got married. There's been babies. There's been divorces. Like, yeah, a lot of stuff has happened. I can't wait for your new show. Thank you, Becky. Neither can I.
Oh my God,
I'm excited
you about
to
get
it.
Yourself a little boyfriend now.
I know, I think maybe, yeah.
6 years of a...
Well, you can't... of celibacy.
Yeah, right.
Living like a saint.
The sacrifices.
I'll be able to take off my monk's gown.
Oh, yeah, that's what you tell your mother. Fine.
Step my foot into a gay nightclub for the first time. What is this house music?
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, last night, actually, when we went for our tea, me and Fifi, we were, like, doing, like, trying to remember things, because it's every day that you kind of forget, you know, what's happened and stuff. So we had to, like, really sit and have a think about it. And Fiona was like, oh, I know what I'll Google. She sat Googling, who's Nick Grimshaw snogged?
Yeah, because you wouldn't tell me all the people that you've snogged that have come on the show. So I thought, I'll go to
Don't
the internet.
All
but
the
hang
people.
On, you worked out a number. What's the number?
No,
I thought it was going to be more than this. But we managed to
Matt
work
Fincham,
out...
Matt Fincham, don't write things down because
oh,
the camera's
yeah, that's
on.
One. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that
Let me come and
more?
See.
Let's have a look.
It begins with...
Yeah. Oh, let me see.
Was that not one?
No, I don't think
Oh, yes, it was.
No one tells me anything.
They all happen at Glastonbury. So basically, we got down to a number of five.
Four.
I think that's a five, the name that Matt Fincher just wrote down.
Did that happen?
No, that didn't happen.
Anyway, we got down to a set of four/five. Mm. And then I was just trying to Google to see if there's any more out there on the internet.
But and
they
there's
just,
not.
They just come back with Rita Ora, which
back with
know.
Rita Ora, yeah. But we only did that because we were single and everyone else was snogging at Glastonbury. And we were like, should we just get off of each other because we're single? I was like, yeah, right then. We're going to have a little reminisce now about Adele. Adele came in to see us. 2015, it was a Friday morning and Adele had been gone for a little while. And obviously Adele, one of the biggest stars in the world. And we loved Adele at Radio 1. We still do. I'm saying it like she's no longer with us. But she came in and she wanted to play Hello for the very first time. And she wanted to do it on Radio 1 and she wanted to do it on The Breakfast Show. So she came in to talk to us. And I've got two clips now. And this was a really big day. I remember it being a massive day and it felt like everyone in the world was listening because they wanted to hear me. No, because they wanted to hear Adele's new song. I've got two clips here. What would you like first? I've got a fun Adele clip or a sad Adele clip.
Let's do sad then fun.
Should you do sad then fun?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is after we played Hello for the first time. And do you remember what it was like when you first heard that song? Me and you heard it the day before.
Yeah.
And we cried.
And I was going through a breakup. I was like, man!
And it's quite a lot. Like it was a real lot the first time people heard that song. I think it really, really got people. And people were very emotional. And I didn't expect this fact to happen at all because we played it on Radio 1 and we were emo. But Adele herself, I mean, proper crying in the studio when we played Hello for the first time. There we go. Brand new stuff. Hello from Adele on BBC Radio 1. Are you okay?
I'm all right. I'm just a bit relieved.
Oh. I mean, that gets me, that song.
I'm just relieved.
You're relieved. It's out there.
Yeah.
And the world can hear it.
What an, so much emotion in that song, Adele.
Thanks. I'm not. I've made myself cry. I'm just relieved. Been sitting on it for ages.
Yeah.
That was a lot. Do you remember? Hello, Fiona texting. Hello, we're just reliving when Adele came in. A world exclusive, biggest star ever. She was crying. You're sat there texting.
I'm welling up.
We've only got 20 minutes left of summer.
I'm
Jesus
so emotional.
Christ.
I text somebody.
Are you texting Maya Jama?
Oh, don't get upset. Low blow.
No, just kidding.
Just because she's the new face of Radio 1.
I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
She doesn't text you back.
Would you like a funny Adele clip now?
Oh, I would love one.
We wanted to know because Adele we knew years ago, and Adele was very real, and that's why Adele's connected with so many people. But we wanted to know if Adele had changed at all since becoming, let's face it, richer than anyone else in the country.
Well, I shop at Waitrose these days.
Oh my God, she's a monster.
I know, I've moved
she's
up
become
in the world.
A monster.
I still love your Tesco, but you know, Waitrose, that's probably the biggest change. Honestly.
Do you have quilted toilet roll now, Mum? Do you have a nice toilet roll?
No, I mean, I can't drop the brands, can I? Just the normal, the leading one in the country. Just that one. I've got, yeah, that's about it, really. I've got a plasma. I used to have that big, thick one up until recently, the one with, like, 4 foot behind it.
I love her. Still love your Tesco's. She's got a plasma now as well.
So good, that.
Okay, on the way, I think we should relive Happy Hardcore FM. Should we do that, maybe? Okay, let's do that after Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper and All Night on Radio 1. Are you back in the room?
Yes, yeah. I'm back in the room. I'm trying to sort things out.
What are you trying to sort out?
You're not working.
You're not working.
I'm always working, darling.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's into a party in here.
First time for everything. Mm. Oh, no, loads of people here.
I know, people actually care.
It's got a bit TFI Friday, hasn't it?
Oh, Joel, dear.
Do you remember we went to that and I banged an oven with Dawn French?
Yeah, we had a really nice time there. We really relaxed.
Anyway, people wanted us to do Happy Hardcore FM again.
Happy Hardcore FM!
Now, if I'm honest, I can't do this anymore. I actually can't do it anymore because we did it and we did it to death. And it drives me insane. It makes you cry.
I know, it makes my left eye water.
And it gives me... I have to get my asthma puff out. So I actually can't... I can't do it anymore. Oh. But we thought we could relive the best bit. I've got a few best bits, actually. First of all, Tina Dahili, very off-brand.
So
this
off-brand.
Took years.
Especially nowadays.
Years and years of us going, oi, 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 to make Tina do this. But eventually, she did get involved.
Let's have it! A to the B to the C to the D. Oi, 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 oi.
Oh, Tina there off of the news.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Whoa! Let's have it!
I don't know what was happening.
I think
my favourite noise was when Fiona did it way back when in 2014, giving it a big one on a Friday morning on Radio 1.
Yeah! Wow.
And then also there was the iconic time that... I guess the face of happy hardcore as a genre, Danny Dyer, joined us live in the studio. My question to you is, Danny, are you ready to have it?
I was born ready to have it. I'll come out of the womb having it.
Oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi, oi.
Is Nina in Derby ready to have it?
I'm ready to have it.
Have it then, Nina. Show us, Nina.
You're the best of the race. They see it at all times or you may die. Shut up.
Rapping. Is this rapping, Nina? I can't work it out. Whatever it is, I love it.
I love him. I love him. Thank you to Danny Dyer.
Let's have it.
We definitely had it, but we just can't have it anymore because we had it too much. Now we feel a bit funny when we have it.
That's so true.
So we can't have it as much anymore.
No.
Katy Perry on BBC Radio 1.
Get up!
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show
with Nick Grimshaw.
I feel like something bad happened. I apologise to Tina Dahili.
Why?
I had a wee and I just realised it was your last news. So I missed your news. I've been enjoying it.
It's probably a good thing that you didn't interrupt it as you normally do.
Why, was it rubbish?
No!
No,
normally,
no.
You'll interrupt my weather, my news, you'll be checking your tweets,
people like
selfies.
People like it. So apologies, Tina, I missed that. So that's the final time Tina will do the news on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
You should have had a drum roll.
I know!
I'm not doing it again.
Okay, well, thank you, Tina.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Hey, Sarah Cox is here. Hiya. Thanks for coming in to see us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. You got some exciting texts through a moment ago, didn't you?
I did get an exciting text through. You know, we were talking about Adele in that clip where Adele said she goes to Waitrose now instead of Tesco because she's changed. She texted in saying she's listening and she's actually on the way to Waitrose in real life.
Wow.
What are the chances? So if you're off to Waitrose, you might see Adele.
Ooh.
Do you know what she'd really like if she is on like the Frozen aisle? If you go, hello. Like, she'll love that. It's me. She'll be like, yeah, very funny. But no, I wanted you to come in this morning, Sarah, because when I was little, it's quite a weird day today because everyone keeps saying, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? And I don't really know how I'm feeling because it's quite a weird thing because I wanted to do this show since I was little, since I was about 10 or 11 or something. And I was like precise about it. I was like, I want to do the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I wasn't like, I'd like to do like Capital.
Oh, God, no.
Don't make me sick. But do you know what I mean? Like, it was very specific that I wanted to do the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And I think that was because of you, Sarah.
Oh,
so that's why I wanted you to come in this morning. And I think it was like, I don't know, I just remember listening and it was being like fun. And like my mum and dad being like, she is awful. I was like, yeah! And it was just great to have like someone northern on the radio who's being really real and funny and love music, and it inspired me as a wannabe radio DJ.
Thank you, babe. It's funny that your mum hated me. Loads of people hated me.
She didn't. She just liked Radio 2.
I do get lots of people coming up to me. I was interviewing Sting the other week.
I love Sting.
Yeah, he's nice.
He's my number one crush.
Have you met him?
No, I've seen him from afar at a party, but I didn't say hi. I've had a bit of his honey.
What? Oh, here's your headline.
Sting makes honey, and I've had some.
Oh my gosh. Right, and there's like the bee connection with the sting and the honey.
Oh yeah, never thought of that.
Weird.
Yeah. Him and Trudy make it after one of their sessions.
I know. When I was interviewing in front of a studio audience up in Salford, I was thinking, don't mention tantric. He's a bit like one of your mates' dads who wangs on a bit, and you're a bit like, yeah. But he was nice. I made a joke about how many O's he had at the start of the interview, and it was downhill from there. There was a member of the audience, and she came bustling up to me, and she'd had a couple of wines, and she came right bustling up to me with a big boob swinging at me, and she was like, I just find you right annoying. And I'm like, nice to meet you too. And it was just for the kickoff, I think, for the Columbia game or something, do it World Cup. Oh, really? And I was a bit like, gotta kind of go. And she was like, but no, I don't mind you, and I think you're great. Also, I was like, thanks, that was worth
thanks
coming.
Thanks so much.
Telling me that you used to hate me.
Now I don't mind you, which is always a nice compliment to receive, isn't it?
But you've done a brilliant job.
Thanks,
the other day,
Sarah.
On Twitter, when you... It wasn't that text I meant about Adele, by the way. It was the one about where you were like, another text has come in, and it was someone sending you the new number. And it was...
Oh, yeah. My friend Michael, who's obviously not listening, being like, hiya, it's me, got a new number. Like, oh, thanks for the support.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Thanks for listening.
Whenever I do some telly or something live on telly, when that rarely happens, I'll get a few texts and my mum will be like, we're watching, we're so proud, babe. And my sister will be like, lovely dress, you look amazing. And then Ben will text my husband and I'll click on it and it'll go, we need milk.
Oh great, back to reality.
Back to
I said to my mum, I said, I spoke to her on Monday, and like, obviously she's my mother, she knows like how much I wanted to do this show, and like, you know, it's fun, but it's quite hard sometimes, isn't it, doing it every day.
It's a big pressure, it's a big deal.
So I said to my mum, I said, on Monday afternoon, I said, did you listen this morning? She said, no.
Nah,
I said,
aren't.
Why not? She's like, it's not for me, is it? There's too much going on over there.
I was trying to think of my favourite bits, and I just kept thinking about any time that it's mentioned that Tina wears Crocs. Is like,
well, it's funny because it's true.
I don't wear Crocs!
Sound
of Haim on BBC Radio 1 Thursday morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, 10 minutes left, then Clara's going to be on taking over this morning, and then I guess I'll just, like, wander around town crying or something. Hey, Annie Max here. Hi, Annie.
Hi, babe.
I'll wander around town crying with you.
Yeah, we'll all cry together. Yeah. I brought my two kids with me because they've only ever been alive when you've been on The Breakfast Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a weird way of putting it. Yeah.
They've only ever been alive.
that was weird, right?
I love it when they come in. Hiya!
But yeah, like the oldest one's five and a bit, and all he's ever known is you in the mornings.
I'm so sorry, Ush. I'm so sorry. This is all you've had to deal with every morning. How are you? All right?
I'm great.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Annie. That sounds really patronising. I don't mean it to, but I listen every morning.
Thank you.
And I've greatly enjoyed this tenure of you here. Mm-hmm. But in a selfish way, I'm really excited for you to start your next era on Radio 1. So I can see you every day and talk to you every day on the radio.
When do you think that novelty will end? We did yesterday have a little meeting about the new show.
2 weeks in of Diplo clips.
We did have a meeting yesterday with like me, Travis, Liam and Big Boss Aled. And we were like talking about the show, and Aled was like, I love you and Annie, get on. We should, you know, make sure that you do stuff together. Yeah. And we do have a contingency plan if you're like, I'm actually speaking to, I don't know, the White Stripes or something. Yeah. If you've got better things to do, we've got a plan, don't worry.
Okay.
Which I think you'll
Annie Mac or Animal.
Yep, big time.
That was so good.
I was thinking I was going to really miss you on the schoolroom,
but I'm going to get you in the afternoon school.
And
get to the car.
It'll be like that. Do you know what I can't wait for? Has everyone noticed how great Fiona looks? She looks like a Hollywood wife or something.
Sleep.
Yeah. Fiona thinks that her eyes have gone higher up her head, she said, since she's come off the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. She's like, they were down below the cheeks before, and now they're really high. Right, we've got a show, basically, because the radio show's nearly ending. And I don't know what this is, but someone's made it, and thanks whoever's made it, appreciate it. And it's called the Grimmy Best of Breakfast Montage. It's 8 seconds... No, it's not really. So we basically kicked this off. It was the 24th of September 2012. I did my first Radio 1 breakfast show together. I think I'd been back in the country 12 hours from Ibiza. Don't do that. But we thought we'd play some of the best bits right now from the last 6 years of doing the breakfast show. So should we do it? Let's do the Radio 1 breakfast show.
The Radio 1 breakfast show with Nick Grimshaw.
So this is the first day of me doing this breakfast show. Okay. So I want your advice, because you have Usher as a mentor.
Yes.
I want Justin Bieber as a mentor. How do I wake up on time?
I'm laying there sleeping. Kenny comes in. Justin, wake up. I'm like, get off me, bro.
We're going to do call or delete. Good morning, Simon Cowell.
I'm going to call Amanda Holden.
Hello?
I just want to talk to you about an idea I've had. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we replace you with Cheryl.
Are you joking?
Do you ever listen to Nick Grimshaw?
Oh, my God.
We will speak to a pop star who went to the Brit Awards last night.
I cannot believe you're getting paid for this.
This is incredible morning. Radio, Harry.
I had a few beers for the country.
It was for you. It was for the people.
The glass is a smearing.
Do you mind if I interrupt for a moment, please, Grimey?
No, I don't mind. Daniel Radcliffe is here.
Open the blinds and sit up. Right up. Don't dare even attempt to put that alarm on snooze one more time.
Or stay in bed
and just do whatever you like, because, you know,
it's your life.
Nick Grimshaw, pop him in my breakfast bowl, cover him in milk, and gobble him up in seconds.
Oh, my God, babe.
I'm in my mum's car.
We just saw Tina Dehealy, like, losing it in the live lounge with a pizza to us.
Feeling it, baby.
Morning, Nick.
Hi, Kesha.
Okay, so you know I have a thing for Harry Styles.
How much do you reckon you fancy him out of, like, say, 10?
A 10?
Well, that's embarrassing, because he's on line one. Morning, Harry.
No!
Hello.
Hi.
I am so awkward.
It's the biggest show and the biggest DJ, Nick Grimshaw.
Taking on the heart rate monitor challenge today is Maisie Williams.
Hi.
It's quite embarrassing.
Don't do it.
No, let's not do it.
I'm waiting for it. That
screaming.
I want it.
Paddy McGuinness
here.
I'm into me grime at the minute, Nick.
Are you really?
Massive.
Wow, who are you into?
Bugsy Malone, Stormzy, love it.
Manchester's better than me. Tell my man,
shut up.
Mention my name in your tweets. I Aruba,
shut up.
Oh, Dua Lipa, Martin Garrix. It's an okay collaboration, but it's no Ed Sheeran and Bewitched, is it? But they tried. Everyone wants to hear it again.
My pretty little Galway girl. My Galway girl.
After a special two-week investigation, I have found out the nation is ready to have it! Yes, yes!
Okay, waking up song time on a Thursday. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. It's Dave Grohl.
Got showers on Monday. We got sunny spells on Tuesday. It's a heat wave by Wednesday.
Good morning, Jess Glynn.
Morning. Can I ask a question?
Go on, what do you want to know?
What is Ed Balls?
What?
Or should I know? What is going on?
Yeah, he's a politician.
Help me, Jeffrey.
Hello, it's me.
Yeah, we're down there, everybody.
I feel so sick.
Katy Perry here.
Hey, Ed Sheeran's here, look.
Oh,
oh, God, he's coming in. Hi, Ed Sheeran.
Rumi says, wake up.
Margot Robbie.
What a great morning.
I know, have fun, right?
Best day of my life.
Almost too big for the radio.
Are you joking?
Welcome to The Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw. One.
Well, thanks, everybody. That was a whole lot of fun. Oh, I love a montage, especially when it's about me. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody who works here at Radio 1, everyone who's worked on the show. Thanks to all the DJs. It is so fun coming here. And like I was saying before to Sarah, like, I wanted to do it since I was little. And it's been even better than I thought it would be. So thank you, everybody who's made it so, so good. Thank you to everyone who's listened and everyone who's sort of, you know, contributed bits of their lives and mad stories from their lives. And they've made these 6 years as much as we have here at Radio 1. So thank you, everybody who's texted in and told us, like, mad stories about what you've done to your exes or what you left for your nan in the toilet. Like, all that nonsense. I absolutely love it. And it's been the best. I've had the time of my life being here. And, yeah, thank you for listening, everybody. Thanks so much. Have an amazing summer. I'm going to go and lie down for, like, 3 weeks. And then I'm going to take over afternoons. Greggy's going to be doing breakfast. I'll see you very, very soon from 4 p.m. Thanks for listening, everybody. Roll on. I don't shorty and she doesn't want no so-so. Had a man last year.